This is Radio Nepal. I am Dila Prasai with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda says high-level administration reform commission will be formed to resolve problems seen in administrative sector. Chinese President Xi Jinping and Japanese Prime Minister Kishida Fumio congratulate President Ramchandra Podel for being the President of Nepal. Communication Minister Rekha Sarma says government is effortful to ensure people's access to information technology, and US drone crashes after encounter with Russian jet. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has said a high-level administration reform commission will be formed for resolving the problems seen in the administrative sector. The Prime Minister said this in a meeting of the second quarterly review of the offices under the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers and the Ministry-level Development Problems Resolution Committee in Kathmandu yesterday. The head of the government clarified that the commission will be headed by the Prime Minister himself. He also informed that the government was preparing to undertake serious initiatives for resolving the existing problems in the administrative sector. He also reiterated that the incumbent government would move ahead with determination to achieve its stated goals in the policy priorities of the government and its common minimum program. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has said Nepal has been established as an investment-friendly country due to the easy availability of workforce, revised labor law, and the improved industrial relations, among other factors. The Prime Minister made the remark while addressing the Nepal-China Business Forum 2023 jointly organized by the Confederation of Nepalese Industry and the China Council for the Promotion of International Trade in Kathmandu yesterday. Prime Minister Dahal said Nepal and China share a long history of economic, cultural and people-to-people exchanges. Prime Minister Dahal added that relationship between the two countries has deepened over the years through regular exchanges of high-level visits as well. The Prime Minister clarified that Nepal is firmly committed to One China policy and pledged not to allow Nepali soil to be used against neighbors. Meanwhile, Chinese Ambassador to Nepal Chen Song expressed his country's commitment to providing assistance to Nepal in the infrastructure development. Chinese President Xi Jinping has congratulated President Ramchandra Podel on assuming office as the President of Nepal. Sending a congratulatory message to President Podel yesterday, Chinese President Xi Jinping said he attaches great importance to the development of China-Nepal relations. President Xi has also expressed he's willing to work with President Podel to carry forward the traditional friendship between the two countries. The Chinese president also believed to consolidate mutual political trust, advance high-quality Belt and Road cooperation, and expand cultural and people-to-people exchanges. Meanwhile, Japanese Prime Minister Kishida Fumio has also congratulated President Ramchandra Podel on his inauguration as President of Nepal. The Japanese Prime Minister extended congratulations to President Podel in an official letter sent yesterday. The letter sent by Prime Minister Kishida reads, "The government of Japan is looking forward to further working with the government of Nepal to promote the bilateral relations and friendship between the two countries. It has also expected further cooperation in the social and economic development of Nepal under the leadership of President Podel." The silence period for the election of the vice president has come into effect from midnight yesterday. According to the Election Commission, the election silence period commences from 48 hours before the day of voting, and it will remain in effect until the closure of the polling center. The voting for the election of the vice president is scheduled to take place on the 17th of March. The Election Commission earlier issued the Vice President Election Code of Conduct beginning from the 1st of March, and it shall remain in effect till the 19th of March. Ashtalakshmi Shakya, Mamta Jha, and Ram Sahaya Prasad Yadav have filed their candidacy for the vice president's election. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Rekha Sharma says the government is effortful to ensure people's access to information and technology. Addressing the 55th International Conference of Asia-Pacific Advanced Network that started yesterday, the Communication Minister stated that the government has initiated for installing its satellite and software. Minister Sharma added that the laws related to information technology will be revised, creating awareness for cyber security and security of public and private data. Banks and financial institutions have decided to implement the decision to reduce the interest rate beginning from today. Earlier, Nepal Bankers Association and Umbrella Organization of Commercial Banks agreed to reduce the premium rate on loans by 1% and the interest on savings by 0.4% from the 15th of March. According to Association Chair Sunil Kesi, now they are focused on capping the interest rates. As per the revised provisions, banks will charge premium rate on loans up to 5% instead of 6% and will provide 6-8% interest on normal savings. Prior to this, the bank interests on normal savings were 6.42-8.42%. The interest rate on fixed deposits is unchanged and it remains at 11%. National Assembly Chairperson Ganesh Prasad Timmalsina and World Health Organization Regional Director for Southeast Asia, Dr. Poonam Khetrapal Singh, held a courtesy meeting yesterday. During the meeting held at his office in Singhadarbar, the Upper House Chair acknowledged the contribution of World Health Organization Regional Office to the improvement of health sector in Nepal. He also applauded the commitments on the part of Regional Director to support the Southeast Asian nations for strengthening health system. WHO Regional Director Dr. Khetrapal commended Nepal for its achievements in the health sector. She also promised more WHO assistance to Nepal in the days to come. You're listening to Radio Nepal, ATM English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. A Russian fighter jet has collided with a U.S. drone, causing the unnamed U.S. aircraft to crash into the Black Sea. According to the BBC, the U.S. says the drone is on a routine mission in international airspace when two Russian jets tried to intercept it. Russia said the drone crashed after a sharp maneuver and denied that the two aircraft made direct contact. The Russian Defense Ministry also said the MQ-9 Reaper drone was flying with its transponders turned off. The incident happened at about 7:03 Central European Time on Tuesday, according to the U.S. military. Tensions have risen over the Black Sea ever since Russia's annexation of Crimea in 2014. Supporters of Pakistan's main opposition leader Imran Khan have clashed with police outside his home as officers tried to arrest him. Police fired tear gas shells to disperse the supporters who threw stones and bricks. According to BBC, there is a tense situation outside the compound in the city of Lahore as police try to force their way in. The former prime minister appeared in appeared in front of, rather, what he said were tear gas canisters, which he said had been fired into his property. He said the authorities were trying to arrest him to stop his party from taking part in forthcoming elections. However, government minister Mariam Aurangzeb said the move had nothing to do with elections and police were only complying with court orders to arrest him in corruption cases. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly regions of the country and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. Brief rain or thundershowers are likely to occur at a few places of the hilly regions of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 26.2 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 10.8 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda says high-level administration reform commission will be formed to resolve problems seen in administrative sector. Chinese President Xi Jinping and Japanese Prime Minister Kishida Fumio congratulate President Ramchandra Podal for being the President of Nepal. Communication Minister Rekha Sharma says government is effortful to ensure people's access to information technology. And U.S. drone crashes after encounter with Russian jet. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe, and have a good day.